Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Friday, my friends, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast. With me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we start with a massive semi. Yep, I thought you'd like that one. Where Klopp's Liverpool beat Mikel Arteta's Arsenal to reach the Carabao Cup final. This was how it unfolded on TalkSport.
Jota in the first half. Now Jota in the second. And Liverpool surely there in the 2022 League Cup final against Chelsea.
Wonderful goals. Yes, the first one was you can still say it's a team goal, even when you had to do a little bit before you could finish it off. But positioning of Trent in that moment between the lines, passing the ball, and Thiago goes in, really difficult to defend.
As Jota brings it forward towards the edge of the penalty area, he's much better from Liverpool. He gets a shot in. Oh, it's cracked in. Just seemed a wrong foot, Aaron Ramsdale.
Second goal. I don't think a lot of people in the stadium saw Diogo Jota free. Trent saw it, which helps. And then the proper finish.
Without Mo Salah and Sadio Mane, they're not as effective. Of course they're not. So you then look to your next one, really, and he is the next one for them now. I'm very impressed with his performances. He's got that real kind of icy, cool persona to me. Diogo Jota doesn't get too emotionally wrapped up in things, but always a threat and always a danger, always threatening the back line and in behind defenders. Very, very good at that.
They weren't good enough, Arsenal, unfortunately. And
trophyless season, Jace,
yeah,
for them.
20th of January, and their season in terms of silver is over.
Really disappointed. We wanted to be in that final. There were moments where we had them, and when you have them, you have to score, and you have to make it count, and you have to take the advantage in the tie. And we didn't do it. We hit the bar. We lost big opportunities in big situations not to finish the game off. The opportunity from Laka, and the moment that the first time they went through our press with, I think, quite a lot of luck as well, but they scored the goal, and they didn't need too much to score the second one.
Liverpool weren't the best in the first leg, away from home. When you've got numbers, you sit deep. It's hard to play against 10 men sometimes, and Arsenal are well-drilled. They've done it really well. Tonight, that was a different proposition. They had to come out and play. And when you're forced to come out and play against a side like Liverpool, and if you don't get it right, Liverpool will pick you off. They'll pick you off at will, and they did it tonight. There's too many Arsenal players that didn't perform tonight. In particular, Smith Rowe, big fan, wasn't his greatest night.
Little touch back towards Fabinho, and he's been caught. Uh-oh. And Partey's going to be sent off.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, he's only been in the country for 9 hours. And he's got a red card.
He cannot control that. He has experience. He knows how we have to play. It's something that we are constantly talking about. But the reality is we play already this year 3 times with 10 men. And like, this is extremely complicated to win matches.
I think they've showed promise this season and put in some decent performances. I haven't been good enough against the top sides. You've seen that. But that's why you can't sack him. Because I think regardless, you've got to give him another season. What's the point in sacking him when you've invested £150 million in players that he wanted?
Obviously, fourth place is the goal this season. And if we get it, I'll put my hands up and say, first of all, Arteta. But we are 3 years into the project. There is a point where you have to say, all right, when do we have expectation on Arteta? Because back-to-back eight, no Europe, out of every competition by January, yeah, I get there's a process and you need to wait and you need to see the results. But we're not unrealistic to say we want to see stuff now.
Was it 28th of January?
20th
of January.
20th of Jan.
And you can't win a trophy.
The season is
this
over.
This season.
No. Yes, by the way, that's got nothing to do with us.
Now, as the fallout continues from Cristiano Ronaldo's frustration at being pulled off by Ralph Rangnick against Brentford, Simon Moni Moni Jordan said it's nothing more than a media headline. And the former United stopper, Mark Bozzi Bosnic, admitted he understood the Portuguese's reaction.
He's not celebrating that goal.
No, and that's out of order. He should dig him out on that. If he's got enough about it.
I don't know a player in the history that I've played with that's been happy not only of not being taken off, but being left out, and let alone Cristiano Ronaldo. And I can remember the first time when he was at Manchester United towards the end of his time. I think it was at Old Trafford as well when Sir Alex took him off and he wasn't happy. It was quite clear he wasn't happy. And it's completely understandable. But I think the reason behind it and what Ralph Rangnick did was 100% spot on. You know, he hasn't trained for quite some time. They've got a lot of games coming up. Can you imagine if he got injured in that last 15 minutes? Now, he and his people would probably turn around and say, well, no chance that might happen. But you don't know. It could be a bad tackle or something like that. Or he could get involved in the melee and get sent off unnecessarily. If you're satisfied at being taken off, then all the best to you long term, because every player should hurt a little bit when you've been taken off. But it's understandable there's going to be headlines about that when you're talking about one of the greatest players.
I would imagine it happens a lot of times in a lot of dugouts, right? But we're going to make a four-act play out of it because it's Ronaldo. And with the greatest will in the world, that has bugger all to do with the game. That's more about creating a headline after the game. Ronaldo coming off and having a debate with a manager has nothing to do with the game. The decision was made. Rashford was brought on. The game was won. The coach made his decision. We are now debating the peculiarities and the particulars of what goes on the bench that has nothing to do with the game. Ralph Rangnick handled it. It's a very simple answer. The reasons why I substitute is because I'm the manager. Off you go, put your bib on.
The only reaction that I got notice of is that he was asking me? Why do you take me off? And I said to him, listen, I have to take the decision in the interest of the team and the club.
But with Ronaldo, because it brings an added interest and because we are scrutinising every single aspect of everything Man United...
Not really, just go off the pitch.
Oh, we are. We don't need to focus the cameras on a conversation going on.
Why?
Because we don't. And we wouldn't do it for other players.
Of course we would.
No, we wouldn't.
A little tete-a-tete between Rangnick and a player?
We wouldn't. We'd be focusing.
Well, I can tell. I know how they do it.
We'd be focusing on the game.
They would. The director would say, go to the dugout, look what's going on
there. But we would focus on the game. But specifically because it's Ronaldo, it occupies a higher level of interest.
Disagree with that.
Now, Aston Villa manager Steven Gerrard is reportedly keen on a reunion with his old Liverpool biting teammate Luis Suarez. The former Red Dirk Cow said Suarez is a born winner and would love to link up with Stevie G.
I learned a lot from him as a football player, but also as a human, because when he came inside those four wide lines, he was crazy. He just wanted to win every game. It doesn't matter if it was the Premier League game or Champions League or it was a game in training. He just wanted to win always. And a guy with a lot of tension. But as soon as he came outside the pitch and we became friends outside the pitch, he lived close to me at my time at Liverpool. And he has a lovely family. And we were many times together. And he was just a completely different guy. So, it's just sometimes crazy how people can change once they play a game.
Goalkeeper comes a long way, misses his punch. And there's the opening goal for Luis Suarez.
Do you think Luis Suarez will come to Aston Villa to reunite with Gerrard and Coutinho?
I hope it, but I'm not sure, to be honest. I'm not sure, because I think Luis had the opportunity after Barcelona to come back to the Premier League. He decided to stay in Spain. Somehow, maybe, you know, with the language and everything, he feels more comfortable. But I know he loves Stevie as well. He loves Gerrard, so probably he wants to work with him.
On now to the Norwich gaffer, Dean Smudger-Smith, ahead of their relegation six-pointer against Watford tonight. Smudger reflected on that win against Everton and how it's already had a positive impact on the squad.
He's made it two! Oh, what a start for Norwich City! Adam Eder! Magnificent stuff from Norwich.
I feel there's been a bit more of a spring in the step around the training ground this week. You know, that's what a performance and a win can do for you. I felt that the squad was getting back to a healthier and stronger position. I thought the performance against Everton was good, and and it was a deserved victory, so it's certainly lifted the place. From both teams, I think there's going to be a big reaction because both teams will know how important the game is. It gives us the opportunity to try and climb out of the relegation places for however long, you know, but it also gives Watford the opportunity to try and get away from us. It's a really important game for both teams, so I think both teams will be really looking forward to it.
And here's the Hornets manager, Claudio Ranieri, reflecting on their recent drop in form.
Davinson Sanchez has got the goal that's going to give Watford another defeat. Six defeats in a row for Watford.
I think after that matches, we continue to play well. We lose playing well. And of course, after the COVID, the stop, and every day was different to prepare every match. Now, I hope we can continue in this way, train all together and find the solution to win the match.
Now, British boxing rivals Amir Khan and Kell Brook will finally meet in Manchester on February the 19th, and ahead of their grudge match, Khan claimed the bragging rights from this fight are invaluable.
We've both won world titles in our career, but I think this fight is more than a world title fight to me, and probably to him as well, because we're both British. We've had that rivalry for a very long time. The fight didn't happen because of different reasons. I was with Golden Boy on one stage. Then I went to Al Haymon in America. I campaigned in America for a long time. And then when I came back to UK with Eddie in 2017, I thought the Kell Brook fight was the fight there. But then obviously I went on and I went and fought Crawford instead, which was a massive opportunity for me at that time because he was pound for pound number one. And I thought I want to fight the best out there. But I always had it in my mind that Kell Brook fight was always going to be there. And look, now it's here and it's bigger than ever.
Well, that's it, gang. My goodness, how quickly did that go? That's it. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Don't forget, of course, to hit that subscribe button. I'm back on TalkSport today, would you believe? On Andy Goldstein's Drive Time from 4 p.m. alongside David Benn, Darren Brenn. Anyway, there will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning. Do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.